Of course, this time of the show is the time when we say hello to Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MichiganTechNews.com. How you doing, Mike?
Foster, I'm doing great, and you're all alone in the studio today, huh?
Not quite. We have a number of other people here in the studio with us who are our guests, but Shane Hamlin is going to be here. They're holding my hand so that we have some good advice going out in the second hour.
All right.
Hey, let's talk about some of the headlines. One of them, and this is amazing, Mike. I mean, absolutely jaw-dropping. J.P. Morgan Chase is now admitting that they were hacked for 76 million household accounts.
7 million small business accounts, and gosh, they didn't fess up to it until they had to file an SEC filing that everybody read on Thursday. Earlier, they said maybe a million. They kind of underestimated it just a touch. But the funny thing is, they've gone in and looked at it, and no money was taken. It was somebody came in, looked around, looked at all the records, and the law enforcement folks are speculating it was either the Russians or somebody from Southern Europe. So this was state-sponsored whatever, crime, terrorism, you call it whatever you want.
You know, I guess what bothers me most or concerns me most about this is a big financial institution. And all you need to do is to take one of the or two of these apart, and economies begin to come unraveled.
So well, that's it. You know, we keep talking about there's going to be a cyber 9/11 sooner or later, and everybody's thinking it was going to be the electrical grid, but hey, why not the financial system,
yeah,
right?
It could very well be. Next title up there, MSU. I love this one. MSU Engineering Robofish gets new mission in the Great Lakes. There's a robofish out there.
The gliding robot ace is what it's called, and they've been using it to you know, take a look at water and different things like that. But now they're going to put a whole school of these together to track fish that are coming into the Great Lakes to see what's going on with that. You know,
wow. So there'll be schools of these robofish shadowing.
Yes, drones in the water. Watch out when you're hooking one of these things, you know. So,
if you hook one of them, what happens? You get pulled under.
I don't know. They pull you in or something. So,
well, another one out here, and is the Gongwer announces discount price for elections app. And this is kind of fascinating. Tell me about this app.
Well, it's anything that you want to know about the elections. You can dial in. You can look at what's happening in your home district. You can look at what's happening statewide by candidate, by biography. And we get all of our political coverage from Gongwer. So I would highly recommend this. If you're a political junkie, check it out. It's only $4.99. It's available for iOS and Android. And if you're really into what's going on with your legislators, this is the way to find out about it.
Wow, so it's an application that will give you all the skinny on what's going on as the elections approach, and it's generally speaking about politics that's going on right now.
Yeah, right, and then what's going on actually during the voting, they'll be tracking that. I don't know if they can bore down, how quickly they can bore down into precinct things, but, you know, for $4.99, how can you go wrong if you're really into politics?
If you're a political junkie, there you are. Well, folks, this is the kind of thing that you'll find out every week free of charge. It comes to your home, your home computer, via mitechnews.com. All you have to do is go to internetadvisor.net, our homepage, and then scroll down the page, look for Mike's smiling face, and where it says MI Tech News, you click on the subscribe button. And that'll take you to a place where you put in your email address and the other information that's required, and you will get then every Friday these headlines and many, many more. The nice thing about it, too, is that there's not just the headlines there. There's also some audio elements there as well. You can hear, for instance, podcasts
from this show. Right?
That's right. So lots of great stuff comes your way. Absolutely free. Great deal. Mike Brennan, thanks again so much for being with us this week.
Let's do it again next week, Fuzz.
All right, sir. Have a great one.